For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 17-year-old student accused of killing 10 people at Santa Fe High School in Texas admits that he opened fire, but says he didn't shoot students he liked because he wanted his story told. That comes from a probable cause affidavit. Demetrius Pergorchis is in the Galveston County Jail. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
No child, no parent, no student, no community should ever have to go through this again.
Police say he pulled a fire alarm just as first period started.
Shots fired right now, guys.
He had a shotgun and a .38 revolver. Sophomore Dakota Schrader was in the building.
As soon as the alarms went off, everybody just started running outside. And next thing you know, everybody looks. And you hear boom, boom, boom. And I just ran as fast as I could.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
There was 110 people aboard a Cuban jetliner that crashed soon after takeoff from Havana on Friday. Only three people survived. The jet, a nearly 40-year-old 737, had a Mexican crew. Former NTSB chairman Mark Rosinker explains.
Cuban aviation has had to ground some aircraft. They've had to cancel flights. They've had issues given the age of their fleet and the difficulty in getting parts based on our embargo.
The Trump administration is moving to reinstate Reagan-era regulations preventing family planning clinics that receive federal money from referring women for abortions. Planned Parenthood aims it is the target of this legislation. Eric Scheidler heads up the Pro-Life Action League.
Planned Parenthood wants to keep this money. All they have to do is stop doing abortions, but they have refused to do that.
Reagan-era rules were challenged in court, which decided they were an appropriate use of executive orders. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A Florida man is in custody after a shooting at a golf club owned by President Trump early on Friday morning. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Police say the gunman lives not far from the Trump National Doral Golf Club, where for some reason David Odie took down an American flag that had been displayed outside the resort, brought it into the lobby, and placed it on the front desk before screaming obscenities about President Trump and challenging several police officers.
It appears that he was trying to engage our police officers, some type of ambush-type attack.
That Miami-Dade police spokesman says five officers exchanged fire with Odie, who suffered gunshot wounds to his legs, but is expected to recover. One of the officers suffered a broken arm. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are reporting that this year the birth rate has fallen for nearly every group of women in America. John Clemens reports.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S. That is a 2% decline, reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life, if they have them at all. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.